Overview for Ephesians. Purpose. This epistle was written to explain the nature and purpose of the church. Paul used three analogies to portray the different attributes of the church, namely, the body, of which Christ is the head, the building, of which he is the chief cornerstone, and the bride, of whom Christ is the bridegroom. It displays God's eternal plan for all Jews and Gentiles alike. Author, the Apostle Paul. To whom written? To the believers in Ephesus and passed on to all Christians everywhere. Date written? Approximately AD 60, about the same time as Colossians. Setting? This letter, along with three other letters, was written while Paul was in a Roman prison awaiting trial. Ephesus was a major city in Asia, situated on the Caister River about 3 miles from the Aegean Sea. At the end of Paul's second missionary journey, he visited Ephesus briefly. He left Priscilla and Aquila there in his absence, promising to return. See Acts 18:19-21. On his third missionary trip, Paul spent about 3 years in Ephesus, preaching in the city and surrounding regions. Key people: Paul, Tychicus, and believers in the Ephesian church. Summary. Thought by some scholars to be a circular letter, this epistle to the Ephesians speaks in very personal and practical terms to Christians everywhere and in all ages. Many scholars believe that Colossians and Ephesians were composed together. Upon completing the letter to the Colossians, Paul was inspired to send a letter to Ephesus for all the churches in Western Asia. After a warm greeting, Paul discoursed in the first two chapters about the nature of the church, expounding upon the blessings and kindness of God to all believers. In chapter 3, he discussed the need for unity with God. Mankind's connection with God had been broken, and justification by faith needed to have freedom to work in order to restore that unity. Beginning in the fourth chapter, Paul directed his attention to the implications of being in the body of Christ, the church. Believers should have the highest moral standards, which meant rejecting sin and pagan practices. In the family, this meant mutual submission and love. In chapter 6, Paul went on to tell the believers of the constant battle with sinful forces of darkness and of their need to possess and use every spiritual weapon at their disposal. The strong warning is to put on all the armor that God has provided for the Christian. It is interesting to note that while Paul was writing this letter, he likely saw soldiers dressed in full armor and standing guard. This may have been the inspiration to use military armor as the example of what God has for every Christian to wear in order to fight the fight of faith. Paul concluded his epistle by asking for their prayers, commissioning Tychicus, and offering a benediction.